Paul Hamilton joining us now to take a look at the Sabres on draft day, the NHL draft. Tonight at 7, Sabres hold the 9th overall pick. But, Paul, that's not what everybody's talking about. They made a big trade this week, sending J.J. Paterka out to Utah, get a big defenseman and a forward in return. We're talking about this, and it seems like, and rightfully so, the Sabres don't exactly get the benefit of the doubt with anybody after 14 years of no playoffs and not a lot of success. What did you make of the trade, though, when you saw the outcome and the dust settled a little bit?
Well, many didn't like the trade, and I think part of it is you don't see Utah all that much on TV, so a lot of it is who's Kesselring, who's Doan. A lot of fans don't know who these players are. I think in Kesselring's case, fans are going to be very pleased with what they see. This is a guy that is only 25 years old. He's 6'5". He adds the size and the grit and that this team just doesn't have, and a team like the two-time defending champion Florida Panthers does have. And, Buffalo just has too many smaller guys, and it just, hasn't worked for them. So he brings something to the blue line that Buffalo just doesn't have, and he can also play with Owen Power. They've been looking for a partner for Owen Power for a while, and it's a guy that you can just say, you've got Owen Power, and help him along in his growth and in his development. And I think it's something that they desperately need, especially from a right-handed shooting defenseman. So I think fans will be very pleased with what they see. He showed up here in Buffalo for Utah back in December. In one period, he had a fight with Beck Malenstein. He scored a goal and had an assist, which is called a Gordie Howe hat trick. And he did that in the second period. It didn't take him the whole game to do it. So he's got a great shot. He plays with a little bit of an edge, and I think is going to make the Sabres defense better.
Paul, the Paterka trade, I mean, now you have a need for a scoring forward that can play on your top two lines. What's the Sabres' plan to address that?
Yeah, I think you have a need for a couple of them, Matt, quite honestly. I think Benson eventually can play in that role that he played in the top six, but I don't think he's ready for it yet. You don't get the production out of him that I think you need out of top six. So I think you've addressed a desperate need that you needed on defense, but now you've opened up a hole on your forward lines. Now, Bo Byram wants a larger role on a team, which is the reason he would like to be traded, and you can maybe secure a forward in that trade that can help you out. You have free agency coming up on July 1st, and of course you've got a lot of ammunition, as I call it, to trade. You've got the 9th overall pick tonight. You've got a lot of good young players that you've drafted who haven't even seen the NHL yet. Some haven't even seen the AHL yet. They're still in college or still playing over in Europe, but they have a lot of good young players that I know teams would like to get their hands on. So they have good ammunition to try to be able to fill those needs.
On the pick itself, you never know how the draft is going to sort out. Maybe some players slip. They're sitting right there at the 9th overall pick. I think everybody at this time last year was screaming, trade the pick, trade the pick, trade the pick for something. It didn't end up happening. I was one of those people last year. I find myself not saying that this year, Paul, just because it seems like everybody wants to trade their picks. Everyone's trying to get players to get better. And does it have the same value, even though it is number 9 overall? If you trade it, what are you going to get for it in return?
Well, so many teams were trading their picks last year. None of them did. Now, Buffalo moved down, but as far as trading out of the first round to get an established NHL player, Ottawa was going to do that. Buffalo was going to do that. So many teams were going to do that. Nobody did it. I think it's the first year that nobody traded out of the first round. So who knows how, when you think a lot's going to happen, nothing happens. When you think nothing's going to happen, a lot happens. It's just the way the draft goes. So it'll be interesting to see if it's the second year in a row where people absolutely keep their picks. I still think, I don't think just trade it for the sake of trading it, but if you can fill that hole with that 9th overall pick and get the player that you need, I wouldn't hesitate in the least.
Paul, is there kind of prospect fatigue? I mean, no matter who the Sabres pick tonight in the draft, they likely won't be playing right away.
Yeah, this is a draft where you're absolutely right. I mean, you're looking at a guy for 2 to 3 years down the road. The NHL is very unique. They're drafting 18-year-olds. And unless you're, you know, a really special player, probably the first overall pick or maybe in the first three, you probably aren't going to play in the NHL. Zach Benson was an outlier. He did make the NHL his first year, and he wasn't a top one or two, three in the draft. So, but that doesn't happen very often. And the person that they pick up, you're probably not even going to hear about as far as a Buffalo Sabre or possibly being a Buffalo Sabre for at least 3 years.
Well, it's kind of a tough thing for a lot of fans to stomach hearing about this. You know, right after the draft, Paul, is free agency. A guy like Alex Tuch would be eligible to sign as of Tuesday with the Sabres. Do you see them being very active at all in free agency?
Well, it depends who the player is. I mean, if they could somehow get their hands on Ekblad from Florida, another good defenseman. I wanted him, you know, before they got Kesselring. So, but he seems like a guy that could be available. Sam Bennett would be excellent, I think, for the Buffalo Sabres, but I don't think he's going to be available. I think Florida might wind up re-signing him, and then you have to convince a free agent that Buffalo is the place for them. It's very difficult to convince somebody when you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years that you want to play in Buffalo. It's almost impossible, but that's your job as a general manager, to pull off the impossible, and Jarmo Kekalainen did that for the Columbus Blue Jackets when he was their GM, getting Johnny Gaudreau. Nobody thought Johnny Gaudreau was going to go to the Columbus Blue Jackets, but he pulled that off. So maybe it helps that he's in the organization right now and can maybe help them get an offer for somebody that will make them want to play for the Buffalo Sabres, because he's done it before when he was in Columbus.
All right. Hey, how do you think this is going to look tonight, this decentralized draft?
Yeah, well, the players will be in Los Angeles, kind of like the NFL, where they're introduced. But it'll be a little bit like COVID, but when, you know, everybody stayed home. And that, I don't think Gary Bettman likes it. A lot of people are saying this is only going to last a year. Owners love it because they don't have to pack up the whole operation and send it somewhere. That's pretty expensive. So owners like having it in a central location like that, but I don't think Gary Bettman does. So this may be a one-year thing. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, a lot to get to tonight and through the weekend into next week with the Sabres. Paul, thanks for being on with us. I'm sure it's not the last time we'll talk coming up here soon.